think back, if you will, to when you were a youngster in Sunday school, or for that matter, think about all the homilies you have listened to over the years. In a nutshell, you probably heard different versions of the following. To trust that God is doing something new, which circumstances cannot undermine or negate. To submit everything, even our highest stake issues and our most pressing concerns, to Jesus. To be less concerned about what we do and more open to what God is doing. That all sounds so good, but how does it really sit with us? We have certainly tried to dutifully listen and ponder these messages, but what happens to all that knowledge when something tragic happens in our life, whether to us or to those we love? Have you ever wondered, why doesn't God speak up? Or let alone, why doesn't God step up? And so the idea of leaving everything up to God may seem naive to us during those critical times. So all those lessons, what do they do for us? Do we think we know too much or have seen too much for us to trust that all those lessons are true? Perhaps that is what happened to the crowd with Jesus in today's gospel reading. They knew too much for Jesus' words to ring true. Jesus said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." His Jewish listeners object. They murmur among themselves. These are the insiders, oh, the ones who know history. They think they know how God does things and how things should be. They also know Jesus' origins. "Who does he think that he is?" they mutter, claiming to have come down from heaven. "We know his folks. We know he came from Nazareth, not from heaven." These Jews also knew their scripture. "The bread from heaven was the manna fed to our ancestors back in the time of Moses." And they correctly point that out. And they know the law. "The Lord God said, 'I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods.'" Oh, they think they know it all. Maybe they know too much, or perhaps they really don't know enough. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, and it can lead us to wrong conclusions. When it comes to God, and even to the church, we know only a little. Like all human beings, our understanding of God continues to grow and to change. And so to know only a little, and to think the little we know is all that there is to know, can be fatal. These Jews had some head knowledge about God. Perhaps they did not know God by heart or by trust. Jesus says to them, "Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." The Jews knew some things, but their knowing was limited. And they let it close their ears, shut their hearts, and limit their vision. They were unable to hear and know what God was trying to show them. They had made up their minds and didn't want to be confronted with what Jesus tried to teach them. Maybe that can ring true for us too. So are we like that Jewish community? What issues reveal that we know too much about the Jesus of our traditions and not enough about the living word God speaks to us now? When do we allow our knowledge of the history of the past to close our eyes to the working of God in the present? When bad things happen in our life, are we looking and listening with open hearts? Are we willing to be drawn to the bread of life rather than put our trust in what we think we know? This Jewish community just didn't get it. The crowd came looking for bread, but Jesus tells them, it's not ordinary bread that you need. You need the living bread. You need the presence of the living God in your life. You need to move beyond me to we. You need my flesh and blood within you. You need me within you. Jesus is not calling us to abandon our knowledge and traditions as if they still cannot teach, help, or guide us. But Jesus cautions us that our knowledge will not give us absolute answers or a foolproof plan to make things right. God's answer is rarely to reassure us that our knowledge and understanding are correct. If anything, God uses our knowledge to give a purpose, a journey, and a direction, namely to trust and follow Jesus. Whatever the details of this journey are for us, its purpose is to draw us into life as part of God's coming reign, which human-constructed circumstances and conditions cannot undermine or negate. The risk of setting out on the journey, which is trusting and following Jesus, is that even when we think we have a map or a plan, we don't really know where we are going or where we will end up. The good news is that Jesus, rather than our knowledge and understanding, is the source of our calling and the source of our strength. What makes it good news is that in those moments when we understandably have enough of this life that we cannot trust Jesus, Jesus has not had enough of us. So rather than turning to our knowledge, perhaps we can turn to Jesus, recognizing that we certainly cannot have enough of him. When I first became a hospital chaplain at Rex Hospital, the director of pastoral care would say to each of the chaplains right before one of us would be going on duty for a 16-hour overnight, I hope you get what you need. And that didn't sink in right away as to what he meant. We would all think what we want is a quiet night, no calls at 2 a.m. We thought we knew that was what we needed. But without fail, in one way or another, we would all individually discover just what God thought we needed during that long night. Thanks be to God, who doesn't always give us what we want, but most certainly gives us what we need. Thanks be to God, who gives us the bread of life, the sustenance that never fails, the promise of eternal life. Amen.